This is Sam at ShyShop.com talking here with Anne Clark. Hey, Anne Clark, how are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you.
All right, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. I have listened to your music for a very long time, and you have actually been producing music for a very long time. I think you have been releasing music for over 25 years.
Oh, it must be something like that, yes.
Yeah, so this
I'm
is
ancient.
Yeah, you are, but still alive and kicking, huh?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, and also, we all consider you as one of the pioneers of electronic music. This is why this name is big, also in the scene where we are moving our asses for 10 years. And you have released probably something like 15 albums or even more.
Yep.
So that's a lot of work that you have been doing.
Yeah.
So being an icon for many of our electronic music scene, I'm actually wondering, what does electronic music mean to you today?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Because I have to admit, Sam, that I really went through a period kind of in the late 90s and, you know, some years ago that I really got very tired of electronic music. It seemed everything was kind of a copy of something else, and it didn't seem very fresh or exciting, but then slowly I've come back to it again, and I realized that there are so many elements to electronic music. I mean, it covers such a wide spectrum, so there's really lots of interesting things going on, and with all the new technology and internet and download sites, you know, it's a huge area to look into with lots of interesting things going on.
Yeah, so this means that electronic music in some way has something which acoustic music does not have?
Yeah, electrics usually. Yeah. I don't know if it's got something. I mean, I love music of every kind, and different musics create different atmospheres and different feelings, and really that's what I try to deal with, you know, the kind of emotion and energies of that music creates, whether that's through electronic or through acoustic.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's certainly so much room for experimentation with electronic music, for sure.
More
and
room.
I think that's why I got a little bit tired of it, because, you know, all this machinery and technology has been available now, but not always such interesting things have come from it. But yeah, now I don't know, maybe I'm just opening my eyes and my ears a bit wider now.
It's a little bit like too many choices, and then that creates less creativity.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, I think that's a burden of the time we live in. There's too much of everything in some ways, you know, there's too much choice, too many possibilities. And again, I think that's another reason why I really stripped everything back to very acoustic and simple things, just to take it back to the foundations, you know.
So is acoustic music your antidote to electronic music, and vice versa?
Yes, I guess so, and everything else in between, I mean, again, you have so many kinds of music. I mean, you know, there's world music, folk music, classical music, jazz music.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I don't think you should ever restrict yourself, really. That's why I don't really fit into scenes very well, I think, because I like to experiment so much.
Yeah. So this was actually one of my next questions. That,
oops.
Like in electronic music, or especially in electronic music now, there's so much subgenres, mm-hmm. and some people really dedicate themselves to one special subgenre, and they think that's
you
the
know,
best.
I never know what the hell people are talking about when they come out with all these names, you know, of different I just don't know what they're on about a lot of the time. I just know what music I like, you know.
Yeah. Is music like fashion?
For some people, but not for me. I mean, it's too powerful, I think. of course, you know, you have pop music, which is very much about a moment and a very disposable thing, which in some ways fashion is, I guess. So of course, you know, there is that element to it, but that's just a part,
yeah.
A part of music.
And if you see it in a way that fashion is like coming back to the same ideas like every 7 years or something, it's the same happening with music.
But I think that's the difference really between, not that I'm an expert in this, you understand, but I think that's the difference between style and fashion, if you like. You know, somebody, for example, somebody can dress in a way that is timeless, huh? But
yeah.
They have a certain style.
Yeah.
Again, with music, it can be from a very traditional or old-fashioned source or route, but they do it in a way that is stylish and nice, you know, and
yeah.
Interesting, and that's the difference, I think, between fashion and style, and the same goes with music, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Now, after you have been working for a couple of years with acoustic music, you're back to electronic music, and on your new album, you present, I think, about like 50% electronic music tracks. Some more words about your new album.
Well, it's never really conscious, you know. To be honest, it's really not a conscious decision to say, right, this is going to be 50% like this and 50% like that. And in fact, I think the album crosses over as well at certain points with acoustic and electronic together.
Yeah, that's
and
interesting.
That's been very interesting working with the musicians that I've been working with, is that maybe we started with a very simple acoustic idea and then added electronic elements to it. And vice versa, you know, that we had a very maybe hard electronic idea and then added some kind of quirky, weird acoustic elements to it as well. That's part of the pleasure, and the enjoyment of it, really.
It seems complicated sometimes to mix this real acoustic music together with electronic music.
I look at it a bit like cooking. Time, you know, and you know how great the food is in England, so I really, it's like having lots of ingredients, you know, and flavors and textures and aromas and colors and mixing them together and seeing what comes out, you know, when it's finished. So
very nice.
Yes, it can be complex, but it needn't be complex.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And one main thing about your songs is that they are music, but they are also poetry.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
What is more important to you?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's the whole. I mean, they're two halves of one picture, really. I really can't separate them that way. I can't say this is more important than that.
It comes together for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like to put music and poetry together, to carry one whole picture. Mm-hmm.
Nice one. Yeah, and that's pretty special about your songs, for sure. Okay, and now you're also on a big tour, or you're like... in the middle of a big tour or something, playing gigs.
It begins in a few weeks. Yeah.
All right, and playing all over Europe, mm-hmm. And actually you have been playing for a long time now. Do you still enjoy touring?
I love it. I mean, for me, it's really the most enjoyable and the most important part. I think it's because, again, we have all the ingredients, you know, all the elements come together. You have the music, the musicians, the material, the audience, the venue, you know, and the moment, the event, you know, and yeah, it's when everything comes together. You never quite know what's going to happen or if it's going to work or not work, but it's just about hopefully creating, you know, good energy between people, really. I think that's, you know, the most music can do, really. Is
yeah. So you enjoy...
people.
Tell
Sorry.
Me.
Yeah, I think it's about bringing people together, uniting people in some way.
Really. Yeah. So you're more happy on the stage than in the studio?
To be honest, yeah. I mean, I find the studio can be a little bit sterile sometimes, and yeah, you always have to fight a bit. With all these boys in the band, you always have to use your elbows quite a lot to. But I mean, working with the guys I'm working with now, I mean, they really are incredible. So it's not so bad, but it's just not, you know, the most dynamic place. You often have to hang around a lot and keep going over things, and you know.
All right.
It's a very important part, but it's really not my favorite part.
Yeah. They're pretty different musicians. Yeah, one sees it like that. One sees it like that. But of course, it's great to meet the public that is actually listening to your music.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you're on a concert, what's the age of your fans these days?
Well, that's interesting, because I think I'm very lucky in that, you know, there'll be 50-year-old teachers, and then there'll be their 16-year-old, 17-year-old pupils there,
yeah.
and everything in between, really. I'm very lucky in that I have such a wide reaching audience, you know.
Yeah,
again,
that's
I think
great.
It comes from not being very fashionable or not really concerned about being fashionable, and I think different elements of my work appeal to different kinds of people. That's so nice to look out into an audience and see, you know, younger people, people in their 20s and 30s, and then, yeah, people in their 40s and even older. Can you imagine?
Yeah, for sure. That's a very wide range.
The Old Folks Club.
This is also one very nice thing about the psytrance scene that we are active in for a long time, that we have a very wide range of age at parties,
yeah,
and especially at open air parties.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that, like, everybody's there. It's not
Absolutely.
Limited to a special age or type of people or so. Yeah.
I always get a little bit claustrophobic, you know, when you just have one kind of person or one style or one, you know, age group. It's always
Okay, yeah, so, and actually I asked most of my questions. I have one left.
Okay.
You were doing this remix competition together with Mushroom Magazine.
Yeah.
Like about a year ago or something.
Yeah.
And actually over 200 people joined, which we were all pretty amazed of.
Yeah.
And they were remixing your tracks, Dittany and Closed Circuit.
Yeah.
Dittany was, I think, a Floating Stone track with your voice. And yeah, so you also heard these remixes and...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was amazed. You know, there was a few mixes come in, and I thought, oh, this is great, this is very nice, and then there were more and more and more, and again, they just went from every extreme, you know, every style of mix, and
yeah.
It was really great, really interesting.
Did this influence you for your work, for your what you're doing?
Probably. I mean, everything's an influencer. Everything influences you in some way, and I'm sure somewhere in there, the subconsciously, there's things working away, you know? And everything is an influence.
Yeah. Alright, nice one. Do you still listen to some of the tracks these days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I find it a bit weird listening to my own stuff after I've finished working on it. You know, like with the new album now, I can't really hear it anymore because I've heard it so many times, and you know, it's just like, oh, I don't know anymore. So it's really for other people to listen to now and make their mind up about, you know?
Okay, great. Okay, so yeah, I ask my questions.
Great.
I don't know if you have anything else which you would like to tell to the public, which I forgot or so.
Well, no, I mean, I think you covered everything. It's just that I'm very much looking forward to meeting people out on tour again next month, and yeah, right up till December. So
watch out for Ian Clark's tour. What's the name of your tour?
Oh, Smallest Acts of Kindness tour.
Okay, like your album, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So yeah, we're looking forward for your album, which comes out soon, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, 26th of September. Yeah.
26th of September.
Yeah.
So this is pretty soon, and also for the tour. And also you're going to play in Hamburg, I think it's in November. So this is what especially Frank and me are looking forward to.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we have to meet up.
We should do that, yeah. So thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.
And continue to create that great music that you're doing and that great poetry.
I'll try my best. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.